I wish I could sing. I think there's no bottom in my bucket. I can't carry a tune, amen. Good to have Brother Richard here. Go ahead, brother.
I'm still struggling in my throat. I don't know if I can get it or not, but I'll try.
I reckon it's going around. We all struggling with
somebody
it.
Somebody got something they wanted me to sing. It doesn't matter.
Sure, I'm telling you right now, they all good, you.
So I can sing the same ones over and over.
I don't care. God's bread just don't get stale. Sing the White House. Not the White House, but the Lighthouse. They don't sing the White House. Yeah, sing the Lighthouse.
I need to do Buffalo right now, anyway.
Yeah, I know it, huh?
There's a lighthouse on a hilltop that overlooks life's sea. With storms they say it sends a light that I might see.
Heaven.
And a light
yeah.
that shines in darkest night will safely lead me home. Yes, the that old lighthouse,
yeah.
It still shines across the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse.
Yes.
I owe my life to Him.
Amen.
For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the light of sin, He has shown light around me,
amen.
That I might really see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would you stand?
This next verse is the world we're living in, so basically surrender. So.
Now everybody
yeah.
that lives around me,
love the money, brother.
They tear the lighthouse down. You know the big ships don't pass this way anymore. There's no need for this standing round.
Oh, listen.
But in my mind goes back to the stormy night when just in time I saw the light, just the light from that old lighthouse. Thank God for the light
yeah.
of sin. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus
yes,
is the lighthouse, and from the rock of sin, He has shown His light around me, that I might say.
I told Abraham to take his son up on the mountain.
If I get the mic, he'll have to probably start. I want to give praise first, though. We know the brother, I asked y'all to pray for him. He had the surgery 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Open heart surgery, the major surgery, the valve work, and all that. I talked to him last night, but I've talked to him other times. But he says just every day seems better and better, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Prayer. And look around and see a lot of stuff wrong, but I want to praise you for what's right.
Yeah! Well said there, Brother Richard. That's right. Hey.
Listen to the words. This is pretty special.
God told Abraham, take Isaac up the mountain. There make him a sacrifice to me. I know that you slow down, breathless cars come by. When Abraham was down there on his knees, when Abraham started up the mountain, he thought about the fame that lay in store. Like shattered glass inside his heart. Never known a pain like this before.
Amen.
And so soon they reached the place where they were going.
Oh, man.
He laid eyes down on his dead feet. Now his heart raced as he drew the knife to strike him. But a God of mercy stopped him and said,
yeah.
I just want you to know,
yeah, listen,
exactly how it feels. Watch the son you love woke up from all the fields.
Bless you, Mother Israel.
Feel the pain inside.
Yes.
As your heart breaks in your chest, you lose the very thing that you love the best. Now you walk the walk, and I know you'll understand.
Christ.
The price that must be paid to correct the sins of man. And you know just how I feel when they walk in my sight. I just want you to know exactly how I feel when they walk in my sight. I just want. This old house I'm living in is in need of repair. The windows and the doors, they don't keep out the cold, cold air. Say to myself, gonna fix them when I get. All I've been getting lately, sleeping on my mind lately, I've got sleeping on my mind. Seems that's all I'm thinking about most of the time. So very lately, I've got leaving on my mind. Well, I guess I should be looking for better places.
Bless you,
brother. I just can't get excited about this world.
Yeah.
And all it can be. Try it all, the solitary guy. Of what good would the world do me, reading on my mind. Lately, I've got reading on my mind. See, that's all I'm thinking about.
Amen. Yeah,
most of the time, soon, very soon, I'll leave this world behind.
Woo! Glory to God.
Lately, I've got faith written on my mind. Yes, lately.
Wow. I have to say guilty to that. I have got leaving on my mind. I went by the funeral home this afternoon, and Brother Kyle Burton, he's not here, he done left out, amen. The Kyle Burton that I knew lay there in the coffin, but the Kyle Burton that God knew is done gone to be with the Lord. Amen. He gave his heart to Jesus. And Brother Melvin was talking about that. He kind of like Job said, I was saved by the skin of my teeth. He got saved about 2 weeks before he passed away. But I tell you what, buddy, I didn't realize how much he looked like his brother Gilbert. But I'll say this, buddy, he done left out, amen. There's a vacancy there where Kyle used to live, not just in his home, but also in his body. There was a little girl doing a play, and her lines were, she was supposed to say, he's not here, he's risen. And she got nervous, and she got up there and she said, he's not here, he done left out. And that worked all right. That's true. Another little girl, she was involved in a play, and it was about Psalms 23, and she got mixed up, and she said, the Lord's my shepherd, he's all I want. And I kind of amen what she said there too, amen. The psalm that said, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. And she said, he's all I want. I couldn't say nothing against that neither. We'll be preaching tonight. And again, let me say thank you to the church for all the food and the gifts. My birthday's next week. One more year in the 50s. Next year I'll go to the 60s. Hallelujah. I'll finally be a man next year, Richard. The Bible said in the book of Revelation that the mark of the beast is the number of a man. It's 666. Next year I'll be in them sixes. So I'll be a man next year. Hallelujah. But I'll spend one more year here as a juvenile.
Happy days,
yeah. Yeah. There's quite a bit of foundation to this message tonight. I don't see no way around laying this foundation down. But the good news is I just got three short points. It won't take me long at all once I finally get this foundation laid. But if you got your Bible tonight, open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we'll read a few verses there. And I'll be as brief as I can. I know Brother Alvin and Sister Emmeline will probably have to leave before I get this message done, because there's more message here than there is messenger. But we'll read these verses here, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, and we're going to read all the way to verse number 21. Paul said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? He said, I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus, and besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. For it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? But after that, in wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I'm going to try my best to preach tonight on the cross, and I guess I'll title this message Glimpses of the Cross. And I don't know how y'all pray for me tonight. I don't know how in the world I'm going to get around all these things, but pray for me. Father, we thank You for the precious Word of God. Thank You, Lord, for the privilege to stand and preach tonight. Lord, help our voice. We're a little hoarse tonight. I pray You give me utterance, dear Father, tonight. Lord, I pray for every soul that's here tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, You'd open our understanding. Lord, I thought about this song Brother Richard just sung about Abraham taking Isaac up the mountain, and that became real to me. And in my heart of hearts, I could envision that taking place. And I pray You'll do the same tonight with this message. May You open our heart tonight that we may be able to see the things of God. May You make known tonight, dear Father, the hidden mysteries of God. Lord, we just want to brag on Your Son. We just want to preach about the cross. We ask for Your help tonight. We'll thank You and praise You in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Now the world, Brother Richard, he stopped while he was singing this song about the lighthouse. He said this next verse says pretty much about the way the things are now. And he said the world, they want to take it down. They say there's no use in having it around. There's been an inserted effort being put forward to remove all the crosses. Out there at the Arlington Cemetery, Brother Alvis, they took every cross away. All of them. They were planted carefully, straight, gun barrel straight. It's a blessing just to see how straight they were and the care that was taken to plant those crosses to mark the graves of those that had fallen in battle. But the ACLU sued to have them removed because they said it violated the constitutional separation, or so-called separation, church and state. Police uniforms are not allowed to have a cross on them. License plates not allowed to have a cross on them. School's not allowed. I mean, you can't even do this in school. I reckon that's like having a loaded gun. You're not allowed to put the emblem of a cross upon you anyway, any necklaces or anything. I've heard of people losing their job because they had a necklace that had a cross on it because it offended someone. Paul talked about the offense of the cross. Like Brother Richard said, the world says, take it down. Ain't no sense in having that around. But while they're saying take it down, my mind goes back to that stormy day like he sung in that song, When Just in Time. Man, I made it to the cross. Amen. Man, I thank God for the cross, Molly. Amen. The cross was the biggest event ever happened in this world. Happened. One man went to Grand Canyon. Brother Melvin, he looked at the Grand Canyon, turned around to his buddy. He said, something big happened here. But there's a hill called Golgotha. And I'll tell you what, buddy, outside Jerusalem, that hill had to be outside Jerusalem because of Him being the Lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world had to be slain outside of Jerusalem. And He took Him outside Jerusalem on a hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. And let me tell you, there was something big happening right there. Amen. But oh, listen, they hate that cross. Let me tell you, buddy, as much as they want to remove it, Brother Melvin, I notice on the hospital, and I notice on the ambulances, I notice on the medicine, they got this little pole on there, and on that little pole, they got a little snake wrapped around it, and the world, by wisdom, they don't know God, they don't know enough Bible to know that's pitching the cross, amen. Little glimpses of the cross there. Can you imagine if ACLU knew that that little old snake wrapped around that pole was pitching the cross? And you know, the world, their wisdom, it's ignorant. The Bible said their wisdom, this world is foolish with God. And He winks at it. He commands men everywhere to repent. But that little old snake wrapped around that pole, amen. Jesus said to Nicodemus there in John chapter number 3, He said, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, He said, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's John chapter 3, verse 14. But you know what Jesus said while he was giving him that discourse? Let me read this for you here. Because you see, old brother, I'm not as smart as I'd like to be, and I'm certainly not as smart as some people think I am. But every now and then I stumble upon a little old nugget here in the Bible. And Jesus talking to this Pharisee of Nicodemus here. Verse 1 said he was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. But Jesus talks to him. And Sister Emmeline, he says in verse number 12, as he's talking with his Pharisee, he said, "If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things?" And let me say, the cross speaks about heavenly things. Yeah. It's something that was in the mind of God long before men ever fell into sin. It was in the mind of God that Jesus would come down here and pay for man's sin debt. The Bible said in the book of Revelations, I think it's chapter 13, I believe it is, that Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I believe that's Revelation 13, verse 8. I might be wrong, but I want you to know, buddy, that it was in the mind of God that Jesus would come down here, glory to God, and give His life a ransom, amen. And Jesus said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me," John 12, 32. Little glimpses of the cross of the disciples. Man, he's talking about going to the cross. They're thinking about, you know, how they're going to rule and reign. And man, they ain't got a clue what's going on. But Jesus here, buddy, he's giving them hints. Hey, listen, he told Nicodemus that like Moses lifted up that serpent. He said, "So must the Son of Man be lifted up." And in Numbers chapter 21, verse 5 through 9, God told Moses, He said, "Make a brazen serpent and put him on a pole. And when anybody's bidding, if he look at that pole, if you look upon that serpent, he'll live, glory to God." I'm glad for the day I looked to Jesus. Hallelujah, I looked and lived. There's some people won't look and they won't live. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 28, He said, "When you've lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I'm He." All kind of glimpses in this Bible. But the Lord's speaking about the cross. Let me take my jacket off. I'm probably going to preach a wild night. Matthew chapter 27. If you wouldn't mind turning there, it'll be worth your while. I want you to know, buddy, he said, "When you've lifted up the Son of Man." We're going to read a little bit about when they lifted him up. Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse number 22. I'm going to read several verses here. Matthew 27, verse 22. It says, "Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil have they done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could do, that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, said, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people. And they said, Molly, his blood be on us and on our children. That's why the Jews have been put to death by Hitler and all other kinds of terrible deaths they've met is because they said his blood be upon us. They've been paying for the blood of Jesus because of that statement. Verse 26, you can put your name right where Barabbas was. Then released he, put your name right there, unto them. Because that's what you are, you're a Barabbas. You got to go free. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, they took Jesus unto the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and they put on him a scarlet robe. And when they planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head.
and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him upon the head. And after they mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put on him his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. They came out, they found a man, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set over his head this accusation. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him, where the scribes and elders said, He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down. Let him come down now from the cross. We will believe him. He trusted in God. These are word for word excerpts out of Psalms 22. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, for if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land under the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's Psalms 22, verse 1, word for word. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calls for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him the drink. The rest said, Let be. Let us see where Elias will come to save him. Here's why I read all this for right here. Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He. And when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Top that, Muhammad. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. Molly, he said, When you've lifted me up, you'll know that I'm He. Boy, he gave plenty of evidence. Paul told Festus and King Agrippa, This thing wasn't done in the corner, Acts 26:26. Like I said, I got quite a bit of foundation to lay here. Just a few more minutes. Revelation talks about that He was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. John said, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne stood a Lamb as it had been slain. Revelation 5:6. John said, Behold, John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29, and also verse 36. The first mention of the Redeemer is found in Genesis 3:15. God said, He put an enmity between the woman's seed and the seed of the serpent. And He said, it'll bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel. The first promise of a Redeemer is mentioned. Verse 21, says that God made them coats of skins and clothed them. If you've got a Scofield Bible, you ought to read them footnotes underneath them verses right there in Genesis chapter 3. But Proverbs 27 verse 26 says that lambs are for the clothing. And I tell you what, buddy, the world says take away the cross. They don't want no evidence of the cross. But I want you to know, buddy, there's plenty of glimpses of the cross still to be found everywhere. Brother Anthony put one out there in his yard, and I commend him for it. I tell you what, buddy, the world may not like it, but I believe with such sacrifices as what he went through to put that up, I believe God's well pleased. Amen. But you can find glimpses of the cross in Genesis 22, verse 14. When Abraham made the statement, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen," Jesus said that Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. He's making a reference to that event when he took up Isaac upon Mount Moriah. Psalms 22, Psalm 69, Isaiah 53. Inconclusive prophecies and scriptures that connect to the cross. I got three points here about the cross. First of all, let me say, there's hope in the cross. I don't know how many times I've drove down the highway, Brother Richard, and somebody's put a cross up on the side of the road. Maybe more than one. They've got somebody's name on there. Somebody's heart's broke. They've been bereaved of a loved one. You know what they do, Brother Bobby? They don't want a billboard there. They want a cross there. They want that person's name there to be attached to that cross. Because in that cross there's hope. Amen. And I tell you what, buddy, it's a hope that's an anchor to the soul. It's a hope that's both sure and steadfast. It's a hope that maketh not ashamed. And I thank God that the cross gives me hope. Amen. I'll tell you, buddy, I don't know about you, but I buried a lot of my family members. I buried my mom. I buried my dad. I buried my daughter. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, that the cross gives me hope. Amen. Don't take away my hope. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14. Paul told the church in Thessalonica, he said that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Listen, if you don't make it to the cross and you die in your sins, listen to me good right here. No hope. No hope. The Bible says sorrow not as others which have no hope. I've done a lot of funerals. Monica, I like to be able to give people hope. I like to be able to let them know that they'll see their family again. And death is one thing that's certain. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. That's one appointment you won't change. When death shows up, I'll tell you right now, buddy, you better be saved. Somebody will have to do your funeral. Your family will be grieved and heartbroken. But I'll tell you one thing, if somebody can just mention the good news that come from Brother Gilbert. Somebody told Brother Melvin that he got saved. Brother Melvin told me, and I rejoiced with him. There's hope. When I was over at the funeral home this afternoon, I told his family, I said, glory to God. I thank God that thanks to the cross, there's hope of seeing Brother Gilbert again. Matter of fact, I was a little bit more bold. Kyle, I'm sorry. I was a little bit more bold. I said, Brother Kyle, I seen you last Sunday, and I'll see you again, brother. I kind of broke the ice there. I will see him again. The Bible said that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. And there are those that have no hope. There are those that no one can comfort. But it says, without the cross, there's no hope. Amen. No hope whatsoever of ever seeing anybody again. Don't take away my hope. My hope is in the cross. Paul said, God forbid I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus. Now I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm a father and I buried a daughter one day, and don't crush my hope. I'm telling you right now, when I looked in that coffin, that cold coffin, there laid my beautiful little girl there, and she just started to blossom and bloom. Looked about like Emily there, just a young girl. And it's tough. But I'll tell you what, thanks to the cross, Brother Alvis, there was a thread. Thread of hope. Amen. Some of you can say the same. I thank God that the cross gives hope. But let me say also that there's healing in the cross. The Bible said in Isaiah 53, verse 5, talking about Jesus, said He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. There's healing in that cross. I remember, buddy, I had a deadly disease, Brother Melvin. And I was terminally dying. Molly, I made it to the cross. And I got eternally healed. I'll tell you, buddy, death no longer can lay a claim to old Brother Eddie. I'm glad, praise God, Jesus said, whosoever believeth in me shall never die. He said there'll be passed from death to life. That's one thing I like about the cross. Not only is there hope in the cross, but there's healing in the cross. And He healed me with an everlasting healing. And I ain't never been as well as I am right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. The Bible said that we was dead in trespasses and sins. But now, praise God, we've been quickened and made alive by a new and living way. And we got a lively hope. But I want you to know the cure for sin was found in the cross. And it was uttered by the bruised lips of Jesus when He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Luke 23:34. Man, oh man, thanks to the cross, there's healing, amen? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, it says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. When He uttered that prayer from that cross, when He said, Father, forgive them, old Brother Eddie, April 27th, 1988, I asked to be forgiven of my sins. And for Christ's sake, Brother Lord, I found a place of repentance and I got saved. But had not been for my Savior on the cross, taking my place, giving His life a ransom, went through all the sufferings of the cross for the joy that was set before Him, He endured it. But if there had been no place of repentance, I'd been like Esau. The Bible said Esau sought repentance, said he sought it bitterly with tears and he couldn't find none. But I'm glad in Jesus, praise God, we can find some, amen. I'm glad, praise God, that He gave His life a ransom, that He took Barabbas' place, and there's healing in the cross, glory to God. But let me say also, there's help in the cross. Come up here, Peyton. I asked her if she wouldn't mind. I'd like to use her for an example. Come up here, sweetie. There's a little girl about like Peyton here. And I hope she didn't mind me using her because I wanted to use her. She's about the right size. And her family, they moved into a big city. And she didn't know nobody there. And she was wanting to make some friends, some playmates, somebody to play with. You know, she's a little girl and she went out from the house trying to find some young boys and girls to play with, and she ended up getting lost. And little Peyton, when she got lost, she started crying. And let me say this, that's what lost people need to do. They need to realize they're lost, and they don't need to hold back the tears. They need to start crying about the fact that they're lost without God. But you know what? When she started crying, people started coming to her. They tried to help her. That's what we need to do. When you see a lost person, Molly, when you know that they need help, we need to come to them. I've seen Molly come to people, kneel down and pray with them. That's what we need to do. They need help. They need to open eunuchs. Said, how can I accept some man should help me? We need help. Lost people need help. They came to this little girl and they said, what's the matter, honey? And she said, I'm lost. I can't find my way back home. And they tried to help her, but they wasn't able to help her. But I want you to know that they saw her tears. They came over and they tried to help her. They flagged the policeman down. And the policeman got down there and he said, honey, tell us where you live and we'll get you home. She said, I don't know where I live. I'll tell you what, buddy. We do need to try to help the lost any way we can. We need to try to help them to find their way home. But the policeman said, honey, is there anything that you can tell us that would let us know where you live? She said, I don't know nothing. We just moved here. And all of a sudden, buddy, she looked up and she said, wait a minute. She said, hold on a minute. She said, there's a big cross over there where I live. She said, if you can just get me to the cross, I can get home. And I'll tell you what, how true the statement is. If you can just get to the cross, you can get home. Thank you, Peyton. Thank you for helping me. But I'll tell you what, boy, the dilemma of this little girl. Well, she couldn't find her way home. And I want you to know, buddy, she realized she is lost. She started weeping. And I want you to know, others saw her weeping. And they came to her. And they tried to help her. And that's what we need to do to help lost people. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Hey, Esther, she said, I don't know. They said, what's the name of your street? She said, I don't know. But buddy, they said, is there anything that you could tell us that might help you to get home? And she finally said, wait a minute. She said, there's a large cross where I live. If you can just get me to the cross, I can get home. I'm glad the ACLU hadn't made it to her neighborhood, Brother Richard.
Amen.
I'm glad there was still a lighthouse. There was still an emblem of suffering and shame. There was still something there that little girl could relate to, Molly. That little girl said, glory to God. She said, if you can just get me to the cross, I can get home. Boy, there's help in the cross. I don't know how many, Brother Al, this old song says millions have come, but there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. I'm glad, praise God, there was room for Brother Eddie. I'm glad, praise God, he made plenty of room. Amen. Room at the cross. Glory to God. And I'm glad, praise God, there's help in the cross. And I'll tell you what, the world hates the cross. They hate messages about the cross. They hate him that hung on the cross. I woke the little one up, sorry about that. But I'll tell you what, baby, if you can just get to the cross, you can get home. If you've never been to the cross, let me encourage you tonight. Jesus will meet you there. You know what He'll do? He'll help you. He'll forgive you. He'll save you. But you know what? He's waiting for you to come. If you'll come to Him, you'll find out He's got more salvation than you need. He's got oceans, whales, no way to drain them. I don't know what you call that, but an unlimited supply of salvation. Whales springing up. If you can just get to the cross, you'll find there at the cross everything you need. Praise God. For the world, they don't understand it. I don't either. I don't understand. When I flip a light switch up, the light comes on. But I ain't going to sit in the dark. I'll tell you one thing. I went down there and knelt down at the foot of that cross and the light came on. I ain't been in the dark since, Molly. The Bible said that Jesus is the light of every man. He's that light. I'll tell you what, buddy, you get to the cross, you'll find out the light will come on. You'll find out, glory to God, you'll be in the glorious light of God. And I'll tell you, buddy, you'll walk in the light, He's in the light, and you can have fellowship with Him. You can talk with Him. You can sing about Him. You can think about Him. You can take Him with you everywhere you go. Because of the cross. The Bible said there's one mediator between us and God. It ain't the Pope. I know we're fixing to change popes. I ain't worried about it too much. One mediator between man and God, and it's the man Christ Jesus. And on that cross, He mediated for us when He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. He made the greatest mediation ever was. He took the sinful hand of man and the holy hand of God, and He brought them together and said, be ye reconciled. The Bible said that He took the enmity away. I don't know every soul here tonight, but I do know one thing. Everybody needs to take a trip to the cross. I've been there more than once. There's been a few times I went to the cross just to say thank you. That first time I went to the cross, I didn't know God. I was without God in the world, but I went to the cross, and by God, I know Him now. He knows me now. The Bible said He's a good shepherd, knows His sheep, and His sheep know His voice, and another they'll not follow. But I know Him now as of the cross. I'll tell you, been a few times I went to the cross just to say thank you, Lord. You ought to think about that tonight. Have you been to the cross? Do you know Him? Does He know you? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I am persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Listen, if you don't know Him tonight personally, I think I stopped at a 5-star restaurant. And there wasn't nobody in there but me and this lady. And I went up and she waited on me. And I said, thank you, ma'am. I got ready to leave. And Brother Bobby, I said, ma'am, I said, do you know Jesus? She said, yes. I said, do you know Him personally? She said, no. And I said, I do. She started weeping. I said, He wants to know you personally. You heard to come to Him and say, Lord, I'd like to get to know you. I'm glad He's reasonable. I'm glad, praise God, the Bible said, come now, saith the Lord, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, He said, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, He said, I'll make them as wool. He's a reasonable God. I'm telling you, you can meet Him and come to know Him if you'll come to Him. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise turn them away. You're going to think about the cross tonight, because I'll tell you what, buddy. If you die without making it to the cross, it'll be a terrible loss. The Bible talked about the cross as none effect to some people, because they never met Him. They don't know Him. Father, we pray even right now that You'd compensate, Lord, for our inabilities. Lord, I don't know how this message went, but I do pray, dear Father, Lord, that it went to the heart of the hearers, dear Father, tonight. And Lord, like Brother Richard sung that song about Abraham going up Mount Moriah with his son Isaac. And Lord, in my mind's eye, I could see that moment. I pray, dear Father, even tonight, that someone tonight could have a vision, a scene in their mind and in their heart of the cross. And I pray they see You there, suffering and dying, bleeding for their sins. And I pray, Lord, dear Father, they'd run to You and say, Lord, thank You for loving me and dying for me, and I want You to forgive me and be my Savior. And we'll praise You no matter what. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. What you got there, Brother Melvin?
178 again.
178. Let's ask everybody to stand, please. 178. If you're here tonight lost, listen. Don't be almost, be altogether persuaded. Lord, just come right on right now.
Most persuaded now to believe, almost persuaded to receive.
Won't you come?
To see. Go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day. On thee I'll call.
Come tonight, old brother Eddie. I'll kneel down there and pray with you. Maybe you thought about the cross tonight. As a child of God, just want to say, Lord, thank You. You don't have to come up here and do it. You can just bow your head right where you're at and say, Lord, thank You for being merciful to me, a sinner. Have you heard tonight? Can't be saved. I'll tell you right now, ain't no better time than right now. If there's a better time, I don't know of it. I'll tell you what, if you leave this service tonight lost, you're pretty much saying, Lord, whatever happens, I can live with it. You'll spend eternity in the flame of hell down there. You'll torment throughout eternity saying, I wish that had came. I wish that had went. I wish that I hadn't spurned that invitation. Believe you me, there's plenty of people down there in that condition tonight. They say, Lord, just give me one more change. Listen, He gave me a change right now. There ain't no one more change in hell. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Well, somebody should have come tonight. Somebody ought to come tonight, not because of anything other than the fact that Jesus deserves the whole world to be saved. He deserves the reward of His suffering. He deserves that which He endured.
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now.
He will
save you, He will save you, He will save you now.
For Jesus
in His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow.
But don't be up here laughing. Just remember this. The Lord loves you. He sure did suffer so we could bear His name. Lord, bless these young ladies tonight. Lord, I don't know the need, but Lord, You do. I do pray, dear Father, tonight that, Lord, You put Your blessing upon their lives. May the world look upon them. Lord, like a mirror, may they see Jesus in them, I pray. I pray, Lord, they live before You righteous, godly, sober in this present world. Lord, may they honor You with every breath and every day You give them. May they bring others, Lord, to come and know You as their Lord and Savior. I thank You, Father, for Jessica, Lord, for Emily, and little Peyton, Lord. What a blessing, Lord, it is to see young people come to the altar. Pray You bless them. Amen. Lord, trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I appreciate those young ladies there. They just wanted to come up here and thank the Lord for saving them. And that's always in order. Maybe somebody's got a testimony. And if you do, give an opportunity to give that testimony. And if not, why? Well, the message didn't go as long as I thought it would. I kind of rejoiced over that. I was a horse. But thank you for bearing with me. And maybe somebody got something on your heart. If not, we'll leave that here. Appreciate these young people tonight.
I love the Lord tonight. In regards to what they do with the crosses out there, they can take the light.
Bless you, Molly. We'll see.
And I thank you for the blood that you shed on
the cross.
Amen. I praise His holy name tonight. I love Him.
Amen.
And I'm looking for Him because I know He's
returning
soon because I can feel it.
Amen.
I love Him.
I remember a young boy that was here one Sunday morning, and I could tell God was dealing with him, and we dismissed. Well, we had an invitation. He kept stepping out and going back in, stepping out and going back in. We dismissed that morning. He stayed in here. And I asked him, I said, is everything all right? He says, is it too late to get saved? I said, no, it's not. Me and him run down here at this altar, and he got saved. And boy, that memory's still precious to me. Let me say it right now, it's still not too late to get saved. Boy, he had an eternal thought there. And he said, I'd like to get saved if it's not too late. I still say it tonight, it's still not too late.
Well, I'd say it off a good message. And these young people need to, all of us need to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Melvin.
Appreciate
Amen. Boy, the message of the cross is a message of love. The world hates it. I'm glad God was willing to go to the cross for us. Amen. I praise the Lord for the cross tonight.
Yes.
Y'all can be seated if you want to, Brother Richards.
I'm not eager that often.
Brother Richard's got a song you want to share with us. Y'all be seated there.
I've probably done it before. It's a song the Lord gave me several years ago. I need to practice.
Yeah, appreciate that.
So listen to the words of this. He gave me this song. I thought it was for me, but there's been a lot of people who told me that it was for them too. So
bless.
waiting on an answer.
Bless you, brother.
To a prayer that's just been prayed. I'm trusting Jesus. Spending time to all my needs. It's me that needs your grace. Strength to carry on. I'm waiting on an answer. I know it won't be alone. Satan's snares lie all around.
Bless you, brother.
Lord, your beauty waiting. Satan stares all around us. Your beauty waiting. I'll get there. The warning sign that the forest did hear. Hear the battle rage is strong.
Yeah.
Your decisions must be made. Out of Satan, or fall on my knees.
Yeah.
Call the one who bore my shame. But I'll be waiting for an answer.
Bless you, brother.
Your breath just been saved. Trusting Jesus. Spending time on my knees. Carry on.
Amen.
Waiting for an answer. I know it's me. I may not always win the battle.
Yes, thank you, brother.
But I'm still here in the fight.
Amen.
Though often wounded in this battle. I know it's great for me, this help I know this place can be wrong. The end sweet victory.
Yeah,
just, so I'll keep calling out your name, oh. Knowing you'll hear my plea. And I'll be waiting.
Good place to be.
With this prayer that's just been prayed. Trusting Jesus. Spending time that all my needs. It's me that needs your grace now. Strength to carry on. Wait on.
Says, wait on the Lord. Psalms 27, verse 14 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and He'll bring it to pass. I'm glad, praise God, you wait on the Lord, it'll be worth it. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary, and they'll walk and not faint. I'm glad it's worth waiting on the Lord. Amen. God told David to wait till he heard the wind in the mulberry trees. And then go down the battle. It's good to wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right.
I know you people get tempted. Maybe you just had to send a little baby.
Yeah,
there.
That's true for the matter.
Precious.
Precious. Well, she's a good one, too.
Since you don't care.
Quiet as a mouse. I think I woke her up there a minute ago. I didn't mean to. It's good to have her here. And it's good to have everybody here tonight. Nobody's got nothing on their heart, we'll be dismissed. But if you've got something on your heart, we'll certainly give you an opportunity. And if not, let's all stand, please. And I get Brother Anthony, if he would please dismiss us, word of prayer. Thank you for coming tonight. And pray for us, we pray for you.
Good message, a good stand, a fellowship.